Hello everybody. You guys can see or hear that there's no excitement in this intro. Please don't laugh, please. Let's be serious. It's a very serious topic today. Welcome to a new episode. This is What's Up Unilag, and your favorite, you know, people to listen to are back. We're not very keen on the topic today, but it's much needed. We need to discuss it. My name is Farida, aka Fari for real, and I have with me,
of course, I still remain your favorite nigga, Josie Scott, the latest graduate on the podcast.
I knew you were going to mention that. Don't worry. So this is your favorite guy, still to the BI. It's very easy for Scott to laugh, but I can't find the excitement.
He's quite happy. He's the only person that is happy. So let's just get straight into it. So if you've heard the latest news, if you're a UNILAG student, you're not. Latest news, UNILAG has increased our school fees by about 625%. So we used to pay about 15k. Now we're going to be paying 100k to 140k, depending on, you know, your department, your class, and your requirements. As for me, I already checked my, you know, portal, and I will be paying 120k. To put into perspective, I'm a year 4 law student, and you know, that's how much I'm going to be paying. Toby, how much are you paying?
I'll be paying 190k.
It's a lie.
Yeah, 30 plus 30k for the graduating student, like the final year. There's an extra 30k for us.
Wow, damn.
Just imagine, like, 190k without hostel right now. So
wait, I was thinking the 30k was for students that already graduated for clearance.
No, it's convocation. It added gown and all of that. So I think they want to, like, want us to pay out everything together now. Yeah.
190k. Wow.
I mean, not only is this coming at a really bad time, first of all, like, the subsidy that's gone off, like, fuel price has gone up, dollar price, everything, pounds about 1k, they're about right now. Everything is just transport, like, there's literally no traffic on the road right now. So the fact that this increase is coming at this time when things are very difficult for everybody. So yes, the fact that it's coming at this time is just really sad. It's really, really sad. And I remember that, I don't know if it was this VC or Ogundipe, they had a meeting with faculty president, and they were assured that the increment was not going to be more than 100% at most, or like, you know, 200, I don't know. So like, hearing this, I don't know, like, where are we supposed to get this money from? Where are we supposed to find the school fees? Because even the 15k we do crowd for, like, we contribute for people in my class. Like, I know so many times they've said, oh, there's someone amongst us that can't pay school fees, send what you have, you know, for 15k. Now imagine 140k, 190k, almost 200k. Like, make this make sense. I don't know what to say. Like, I already said that. I'm going to lament.
You're leaving out the utility bill part of it. There's also a part that you pay. Is it 20k or 30k?
Yeah, 20k. Has it been added?
It has been added. Current students are paying. They paid it.
And funny enough, like, when you were talking about the increase, not supposed to be more than 100k, I was even explaining that, okay, we are not going to pay anything anymore. That was, I think, like 50k or something.
When I saw the rumor
on this newspaper that carried it. I think Guardian. Punch, not Guardian, it's Guardian. So I was like, yeah, that makes sense. 70k is like, exactly,
like,
exactly, still makes sense.
That was what we
actually organized, like, a Twitter space recently, and that was when I was telling people that there are two things here. They intentionally did this so that to see if students are going to be receptive of it. So they want to see if we don't find a way to, you know, go against this hiking fee, they're going to let it stay like that. That 40k is not actually their plan. They have something else. So they want us to, like, okay, that opera should just come up. And they'll be like, okay, we've listened to your cries and all of that. Now we remove 30k. I'm going to the targeted, like, price. Exactly. They're very benevolent. That, okay, you know, after all the cries and all of that, we've brought it down. What else do you want again? So that's like the strategy they want to pay here. And another thing is this: if you allow you stay, they also have their eyes on another price higher than that. They'll surely be, because the tuition fee is zero now. So probably very soon they're going to introduce the tuition fee. So if now you do not say anything to this 140k, so it's very easy for them to introduce it. Okay, this people didn't say anything, so let's give them 350k, and before you know that, start going up. So the best is that this is the right time for students to, like, join their voice together and go against this.
Yeah.
As much as you can.
Going against it, how exactly is it going? We don't have a, you don't have
an. That's the problem, and it's very difficult now to like protest, right? Because of the indemnity form. Apart from the indemnity form, people are scared because nobody wants to be made an example of. And for the fact that we know what happened to some people a few years ago that tried to protest, and you know, just imagine someone that had like a year left and you've wasted 2 years already. So would you want to like jeopardize that for any kidney? So I think the only people that can actually like afford to protest now are people that they are basically going to drop out because they don't have money to pay. So they be like, okay, well, anyway, anytime I die, exactly. So I think apart from that,
someone that has like 4 years to engineering student, people that just finished their year one, that still have 4 years to go and can't even, some of them had issues paying the 21,000. I'll just pay them to pay 140,000.
It was when I was in year two, the reality actually dawned on me. When I saw some broadcast messages on our group, and like this person, 3 days to the close of registration portal, they're like, let this person, I don't pay school, if this person wants to come in, please can you just crowdfund for him? Oh. I'll start sending him money. So I was like, if people cannot actually afford that 21K, how do you expect them to afford this? And everything looks like it was not well planned for, because the old school. The old school fee just came as a sudden surprise and the sudden news.
We are not going to pay more than 70,000 because that was all the school management said. With the, from the meeting they had with the faculty president, they assured students that they were not going to pay anything above 70,000, only for them to bring 100,000.
So is that, they are waiting 000. For you to talk so that they will bring you back to that 70K.
How do we talk? Don't talk? How?
There are, see, it's like now the online hashtag of, if you think that yes, online does not hold much water, but it does at a certain point, because if you mount pressure on them online, you know, right around the alumni body, you can use that too as a negotiation pathway. And another thing is that protest can actually work. I'm not inciting protest, hey Joe. Before they say, but then the truth is that at the end of the day, some things that we are avoiding will actually come back to us. So the best thing is that if you can,
violent at that point.
Yeah, exactly. So I would like suggest that we can go through the alumni body, the current student leader. We have student leader, of course. Let's forget the fact that there are no portfolios.
Well, you
right
see,
now.
We have people that we just elected. We just had exactly elections. So, like, what is the point of us electing you guys if you can't do anything?
Yes,
there was a protest. Do you understand?
So, well, I think that as at that time there was
few student unions. Yeah. Yeah.
Even as at that, with the current level, the current set of student leaders we have, they can really run the alumni bodies, right? So approach them, let them come in. Now, Inlaga is not giving an excuse that they invited parents. Who are the parents?
Where did they
because, to be very honest, this is like another institution. There's probably no parent that will come here for a PTA meeting. So
actually aware of some meetings, but I don't really know like the point. And they're just like a select few. They don't represent the majority of people. What they just come to do is, let's just see each other's faces and share small chops, really. So
students are the major stakeholders here, and they are meant to be invited. Like, I feel like there should be like a process to all these things. Students are invited, briefed before the announcement. They know what is going on. And there should be like
a briefing, and the last meeting they assured us exactly. That's the problem here. There was a meeting, but like the fact that they went against what they promised us. That's the problem.
Students have the whole reason to like go.
So I'm going through like the breakdown. There's another problem. It's not just the price, it's the breakdown. What they're explaining is the accumulation of the money. I'm seeing tuition nil. What are they trying to say? That our school fees is free or what?
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem.
They're trying to make us feel like, oh, we're not paying for our school fees.
They're still not paying for anything.
We're not paying for anything. So why are you making noise?
It's just small
fees. The second one is registration, 15K. What are we registering for? I don't understand that.
The course registration you do online.
Okay.
Like you send 10 kilobytes.
The second one, okay. ID card. What is happening? What's wrong with the one I have? Yeah.
How much is it? 5,000.
And this is 5,000.
We never get it.
Until this moment, we now realize that okay, let's look at what we're paying for.
What about people that even have the ID cards? Like, why are we paying again? I have my own. Why am I still paying for it?
Exactly.
Okay, examination is still fair. Library services. I don't use the library, to be very honest. I don't even use the library.
Throughout my stay in, like, I went to the library twice, and that was in year one. Year one first semester. As a fresher, I went there twice.
Me, year one, I think it was year two. Let me look at the school library.
That's
you understand? Thing. I've only been to library like I'm a law student. And I'm to pay for that now? His library services is 15,000 naira. Let's even say fair because people do read. Let's even say fair. Okay. IT and entrepreneurship. What IT?
Which IT?
Information technology.
Wait, on that IT part, are you aware that management sciences their students don't do IT? Like the school does not. They don't.
Law students don't do IT.
So why are they not including this in their fee?
Law students with IT is 15,000 naira.
Which entrepreneurship are they teaching? Is it that GST 307? Not that GST 307 is the entrepreneurship that I'm paying for. Something that most of us read overnight. A dating scandal.
We know it.
We know it.
Nobody attends classes for GST. Are there classes for GST?
Because I don't even understand. I'm going to say that. Are you the one teaching me entrepreneurship in Yaba? No, all those boys, because I don't even understand.
So they said accreditation 5,750. I don't know what it means. Medical services 10,000 naira.
You say medical center you go, they will not attend to you.
The last time I was at medical center, I had like this stomach ache. It was really bad. Like they had to rush me around almost 12 a.m. to this place. And then I got there. I don't know if she was a matron. I don't know if she's a nurse. I don't know. She was asleep. And we had to wake her up. And then she was like, hey, what happened?
Why are you disturbing
me? He said, why are you disturbing me? And I was confused. Like, I don't get. He said, hey, what's going on? I said, I have, like, my friends that brought me there were, like, trying to explain. She has really bad stomachache. And she was like, okay, sit down. She was now trying to insinuate that I had an abortion or something like that. Like, why the hell am I there? I'm like, why would I be here by 12 a.m.? Why would I leave the comfort of my bed if I'm not in pain? Like, there's absolutely no reason for me to come to this place where you guys have terrible service.
Terrible,
like,
very bad.
And they had to, like, create... There was no bed. There was not even bed for me to sleep. Like, they had to just make something out. There was no bed sheet. I just had to sleep on it till the next day for them to watch me. Like, I'm confused. I mean, to be honest, it's just 10,000 naira.
There was a time I was sick and I went there. And when I saw the crowd, I became healed instantly. Because I know like this. I forgot when Yusuf was sick.
That's what I wanted to say. A friend of mine, his brother was sick. So we had to take him to medical center that night. Only for us to get it. The guy, I think he had malaria.
Malaria.
Only for us to get there and they left us in a place filled with mosquitoes. I don't understand.
So you went to
The medical facilities there and everything is just poor, very bad. And some people even complain.
Get one and, pay one and get one for two or three.
Some people even complain of going to the medical center and complaining of issues. The only thing they give them is paracetamol.
You could have injury, right? And come back with malaria.
I don't know if you're supposed to be saying this because it's like say they talk bad about our school,
but it has
to be said.
We need to say all these things. These things are meant to be said because we can't just keep covering it all the time. Yeah. And that is one way they're trying to like extort, the extortion is coming from there. And about the increment in all of these fees, I was telling someone that we are never going to get a kind of a raise in the standard, the quality. It's not like we start paying for this money, we'll get quality service from the medical center. It's still the same medical center we are going to meet, same attitude of same hostel, attitude of lecturer.
The hostel fees, maybe probably like 50k or 80k, I don't know. To the same
damn good.
I don't know what else to explain to describe toilet. That place.
Very bad.
Are they kidding us? Like, are they really kidding us?
Very bad.
No, should we talk about that? Should we talk about Nijoku? Should we talk about rooms in Mariri that are
you guys crowded? If you don't know what a Unilag hostel is like, let me just tell you. Moremi, there's a pit latrine in Moremi. And the famous Moremi that people are always shouting, spending a lot of money to get. Moremi smells. I'm not kidding you guys. They have not renovated those hostels in over 40 years. Like, I'm not even joking.
They'll paint the outside now.
And they expect us to pay this money.
Those white powder on
the yes, they call it exactly. You know, that happened to us in year one.
Yeah.
That they actually like called other bed bugs. Like it was when they fumigated that we had more bed bugs in our room. We had to like do a kind of like a personal fumigation ourselves to like kill those bed bugs again. Just imagine. So you are coming back to this kind of situation again after paying, after there's an increase, 600% increase in fee that we're paying before. So and there's no improved standard. Same attitude.
Let's talk about the academics, like the conditions for learning.
Mm-hmm.
It also hasn't changed. It's going to be the exact same thing. They're going to send
it doesn't mean that my class that we are over 100 that the class is not, that cannot actually contain us. It's even that you start getting fitted inside the class
I
now.
I don't know what their plan
all
is.
All you want is fun to be.
Or as a law student, for example, I would pay almost 150k and they will tell me I can't write exams because I don't have attendance. Because you're increasing the fees. How do you expect someone that cannot even afford 15k to afford almost 150k without, you know, getting a job outside, getting other jobs, finding, you know, other ways to raise these fees? And you expect us to still come and attend classes every day, every single day? Make it make sense. Like, it doesn't make sense. They would need to sit down, go back to their drawing books. I don't know who the advisors are, but there's absolutely no way that students, there are people that are in school that are paying their fees themselves, that are catering for themselves, journals, are paying their accommodation and everything. And it's not just this that is going up, there's also accommodation. People that are not staying in school still getting an accommodation. I'm currently house hunting and I'm seeing someone sent me 1 million naira apartment. I'm like, maybe when they protest for 150k, you think, say, I feel I afford 1M? If I could afford a house for 1 million, I will not be, like, to be very frank, because the education is not worth it. I'm here only because this is like an affordable option, and now it's about to not be affordable. So you cannot expect, you know, someone that is working to be attending classes at the same time, and then the person does not meet 65% attendance, and you're saying they can't write exams, they're going to get F after paying almost 200k. The conditions for learning have to be adjusted to suit like these new times. Exactly. I'm not saying, I understand that there needs to be an increment. Frankly, Nigerian education is one of the cheapest in the world. And, you know, for us to, you know, change, improve on our economy and all of that, different things need to change. You know, for example, the subsidy. But then there needs to be, you don't make drastic economic changes without putting in place like policies or, you know, relief plans, you know, to alleviate the pain, the hardship on the people that are poor. And I'm telling people, some people were saying, I was hearing some arguments. Number one, I don't think Tinubu is the direct cause of this, to be very honest, because I've been seeing like a lot of attacks. I mean, I've been a part of it. I've been bantering the Bat Boys. Because, yes, I've been bantering the... Even my mom was angry. My mom was saying, he promised us different things and now different things are happening. I'm like, he really doesn't have anything to do with it, but his posture is, I think, because empathy. There's no empathy. There's no debate. There was a time they asked him for an interview, like, what is going to happen now that there's fall increase? And it was like, he doesn't have time. Like, he can't answer people. People are disappointed. Let's frankly speak about it. Let's talk about it. Tinubu fans, Bat Boys, Batified people, not just Bat and girls, they're APC fans, you know. People, they are very disappointed,
well,
and
they
cannot. Yeah, they people are going to drag them. Do you get?
That's like, I was on this place when that guy was explaining about, like, why. And I said, and I asked that. See, is I think when you eat corn, it goes into your belly, not your head. Because I don't understand what is going on. I am defending rubbish with your full chest.
So yes, let's talk about the fact that APC people that voted APC or that publicly like campaigned for them, they are very disappointed and they cannot own up. This administration is not favoring them at all.
My family.
I saw one bass boy on my CL posting, please patronize me. I was like, this administration don't favor you.
But we've been focusing mainly on the how this thing is going to affect students already in UNILAG, but we've not spoken about,
before you talk about coming students, right? Yes. So the I don't think they have students in mind when they made these policies, because there's actually no soft landing for them. How can you increase something 100% and you're like, you don't give room for instrumental
payment?
So it's like
they did for themselves,
for themselves actually, because it doesn't make sense. Every places I know that they did something like this, they have to like, okay, we pay social percentage, at least a minimum of maybe 40% or 50% in the first semester, and you can complete in the second semester. So if you're telling them that they have to pay in full, and you understand that, you know, like, have balloting and cost registration before these things, you have to pay school fees. So that means you are giving them a window of 2 months to make payments for the whole thing. Doesn't make any sense. That means there's no soft landing for the students at all. And for the fact that we understand that, yeah, quality, we need to raise fee, blah blah blah, but then students, majority of people here, 90% came because the school fees is actually cheap. So all of a sudden you're not telling them it's no more like that. They should You should give them room to adjust to the new system, like gradually like increasing the fee little by little, that it's not going to break their backbone. Because I don't even understand, this is not going to like send many people back.
there are, but I think, yeah, for indigent students, but then that's another thing to revisit, because nice, it needs
everybody
to start working.
Let's be
exactly.
Be.
And even, to be honest, the reason we are here, most of us are here, is because this is like quite affordable, as you said, because if even if you can pay this thing, some of you, you still have to like squeeze your pockets, even those that can pay, majority of people that can pay, you have to like squeeze that pocket, because where you are picking out 140k is not the same as 20k. You know, you can easily pay 20k, but like 140k, you are grudgingly going to pay it. It's not something that you just dip your hand inside the pocket and pay out. Like, there was something that I will be like, I have money, I just pay my school fees. Can I do like that now? I have to plan for it. So, all these things are there, and there's no provision for students, especially those that are already in the system, and they can't really, really afford. And they came here majorly because of the school fees affordable.
So I was talking to a friend of mine. The guy said he wanted to come in for the last time we spoke about school. So he said he wanted to come in for arts in Unilag. So because he said, okay, it actually makes sense over there. So yesterday, last night, I was telling him that, have you heard about the new school fee story? He said no. I told him, okay, now you that are coming in for arts, you are going to be paying over 100k. He said, why? He said he's going to bargain. Why? At first, when he said that, it was funny that he's going to bargain. He said, Ogbeni, there's no bargaining here. It's a federal school. You are going to pay everything at once. It was funny, but it's not funny at the same time. It's because he was trying to make his point that why will you pay over 100,000 for studying arts? And somebody also brought up another suggestion that maybe this initiative is to curb out some of those, I don't want to say some lesser courses, but they are going to curb some of those courses. For example, he made mention of ECE, early childhood education. Like, why would
why will like even creating more stupid courses? Mm-hmm. To be honest,
so why would someone now come and pay over 100,000 to study ECE?
Someone said, "I was paying 200k for Agbo to learn how to do Agbo."
And I think I also want to say, I'll pay 140k for this GP. I look like better Niger.
Look at someone that's on probation and like, and probably the person is the one fending for himself.
Now let's even bring up the issue of people that have extra years. That's another concern. Imagine you as a science student, MU science student, for example, you've paid for over the course of the 4 years, you've paid 21,000, let's just say roughly 84,000 over the course of the 4 years. Let's say you now happen to have an extra year, that means you now pay over 140,000 just for one course, to rewrite one course in one semester. Does that even make sense?
People are coming back for lab.
For lab, that's the point. Some people are coming back for lab. I have a guy in my department. He had issues with the CWES. So he's coming back for CWES. He will pay 140,000 for CWES. How does that even make sense? There should be consideration for those kind of people. Yeah.
And we didn't even talk about, when we were talking about the breakdown of the fees, we didn't talk about lab. 40k for lab. Guy, that's outrageous. For which lab? Which of the labs get? And to be honest, mathematics does not do lab. You know, maths does not do lab. So they don't do lab, and these guys are doing it because they are science.
Because they are science
students. Since engineering, they don't really have labs like us. So they're going to pay.
Can I ask you, have you been to Unilag, any of the laboratories in Unilag before?
Yeah, my department, substandard. Alumni body has like come to our rescue. In our own department, so that means it's not even their own money. I mean, they want to maintain. They want to maintain, no problem. But is this our same lab that I will go? That I will not touch anything. They'll be like, oh yeah, take reading. I'll be going out, and they'll be pointing at those machines. So, and take reading. I'll be going out. Is that what I want to pay 40k for? If I'm going there, I have to touch something. No.
Remember, sometimes we don't have enough apparatus that we have to share. Seven, 8 people to share one apparatus, just 3 test tubes. We have like 4, 8 or 9 people sharing 3 test tubes.
They will tell you that is one of the reasons they increase the money that they want. You see, come back with those 8 test tubes
you know
again.
They're
not going to buy more. So the problem is that there's like a breach of trust here that we are not even sure they're going to spend the money in the right places. Because that's another problem. Because
Unilag loves to be world class on paper, like on social media, on the internet, you know.
University of First Choice.
University of First Choice and Kinikon's Pride, just on paper. let's do what's the other game that they just
Nuga games.
Nuga games.
Exactly.
They will tell you that they are number three in Africa. They will tell you they are doing it like at 60. Can you count? These are their achievements. When in reality, there's absolutely nothing. Mister, I'm missing like there's absolutely nothing to show for it. Let's calm down. Let's be first choice in substance. Like, let's create quality education for our students. When we graduate and we become, you know, something else, something like, you know, big, they will not say, oh, this is our alumni. They love to farm people that they did not really impact, you know, substantially. So let's really work on it. And this prize is not, I mean, seeing people say, especially I'm particularly speaking to the APC people that cannot, they don't have the mind to condemn this prize. We know you cannot afford it. Like, do you get, just come out clean. Someone said something like, oh, university is not for everyone. University is not for you, dumb ass. You are a dumb person. University is not for you. The fact that you can afford 150k, okay, let's say they are saying 350k now. Can you still afford it?
Exactly.
Saying that university is not for everyone because you can afford a little bit of, you know, this increase, it's very selfish for you to actually say that. Very incredibly wicked for you to say that just because, oh, you believe that you can afford. Like, it doesn't make sense. I understand everybody should not be in school, but it's not for you to decide. Like, it should be people's choices. It should not basically be a barrier of, oh, because I cannot afford this abroad. Obviously, yes, abroad. Yeah. Not everyone can afford it. Their school fees are really, really, like, expensive. Mm-hmm. But they have, like, policies in place that anyone, if you want to, it should be a choice. It's not a matter of...
That's, like, affordable.
Yes, there are some that are actually pretty affordable. There are different aids for people, scholarship aids, exactly. Loans, those kinds of things. You get, and you pay maybe when you get jobs, and it's even very sure for you. We're paying this amount of money. We're not even sure whether we go use the certificate.
That's it telling me that I should learn trade. That's what picks me up, actually. Like, I'll be paying this amount. I'm telling me that I should go and learn trade. I should go and learn mechanics. And my classmate that we finish WAEC together, that didn't go to school, are already, like, now boss on their own, have their own, they've established themselves in that trade that he wants me to go and learn. Doesn't make any sense.
Do you remember that back then, I used to say this thing in the room, that spending 4 or 5 years in school here, only for it, nothing to write me about, at the end of the day, with your degree, you can't get a job. Yeah. Meanwhile, when you graduated from secondary school, some of your mates that didn't go to university, that they learned a job, they learned something, by now, 4 or 5 years down the line, they are already established. Of course, let's say someone that learned graphic designing 4 or 5 years ago, you'll be a pro at it now. Yes. Someone that learned coding, someone that is a fashion designer, you'll be a pro at it by this time. Now, yeah. You are still here struggling to do... And you just imagine...
You want to go and learn that trade, now see one small boy.
That's the point.
Another point. That's your senior. You now have coming with your English.
Your degree. What is your degree for now at the end of the day?
Let's know the kind of jokes will be, you know...
So if at all this initiative, if it's to stand at the end of the day, maybe the best part of the best option is for them to implement a payment plan for this thing. Okay, 40% for first semester. Maybe okay during the course of the semester and the second semester, like, you can pay subsequently.
That monitor.
That should monitor. Way
this money. There should be an external auditing for this school spending, because, bro, what is the assurance that they are going to spend this money the right way? Probably maybe the government and in cooperation with alumni body and student body, maybe a few of student leaders should be aware. Like, they should be like just a kind of like auditing, or let me say a tax code that enforces and make sure that the monies are well accountable for.
And there should be feedback, like, from the students, the stakeholders, not some bloody ass people that wear Kai uniform and come and slap us in class.
Don't mind them.
Let us be able to say,
come
and use one stupid Android phone, Johnny.
Poor graphics, bro. I can't be paying this amount of money and still telling me that it is for God. Please, I've paid for that.
I paid this amount of money. Wait, first, where does the student loan come in all of it?
I don't think it's coming because tuition fee is zero. That's what I was saying, that the government actually have nothing on this. And this is like, the increment has not actually started.
Why you this do brought like, me to this, this, to like this country?
A preamble. Just to test what I was like, okay, let's see. Because tuition fee, I saw tuition fee need.
I'm like, what are these people cooking?
What is going on?
If you want to get scholarship or what? they'll say on zero tuition.
On zero tuition. So what are they paying you for?
It's really, really bad. And I don't know who is advising the University of Lagos, upper body, Senate, whatever it is. I don't know what goes on in those meetings. We don't want it. Like, your cooking is getting burnt already. And it's the smoke is affecting us because they will come and cook and leave us in the whole room.
We can't breathe.
We can't breathe. Let the poor breathe. The poor won't die, please. Very frankly, there's really no middle class. You're either rich or poor at this point because
no middle class.
We can't afford the basics. Really, like, we are
poor, exactly.
In a country where the over half of the population were in multidimensional poverty, what are you saying? This is really, really hard. Is unfair. I think first of all they should reduce it. I'm not even talking about number one, that money is too much. They should reduce it. Mm. I know they can listen. I know they hear these things. They listen to it. So we are pleading. We're not even being proud at this point because we are all to finish school. We are begging. I'm already a year four. Please just reduce it. Reduce it. What do you think is a decent fee? I mean, there's no.
Left it at 70.
70 is still fair because we understand that the government also does not want to invest in education. We get that. Yeah. And we understand the cries of ASU and all of that. Because I saw ASU come out to say, that the money is too much. I'm like, what do you guys want?
Don't mind them.
So, yes, we understand that government is not willing to spend a dime on education. And at some point, the universities would need to be autonomous. But this money is too much.
Yeah.
I think 70 is still a decent fee. Even if it's 70, there should be a soft landing. Even if it's 70, there should also be a way where people can pay twice. Pay twice at least. So I think that's the best thing. So any protest plans, guys? Do you guys think we need to protest this? Or what's the way forward? We've been speaking about the problem. Like, what's the way forward?
Everybody. I reserve my comments on that.
I don't have any comments
on that. Whatever you do, just make sure you have quotes.
Let me just say, I shall not be there.
You will see me there.
I will not be there because next thing they will say, I will not go to law school. Please, I'm not there.
Do not be called to.
But I shall be there online. I'm going to be lending my voices.
No worries. We are going to be
Twitter warrior.
Keyboard warrior. In fact, we are going to be skibash on the keyboard, speaking in tongues. For
and
you.
I hope faculty, ex-schools, presidents are really doing something about this. I really hope we're not all just, lamenting in our various homes. Please be doing something, I beg. We have elected you. All those promises. You're going to give us something. We need you now. Please do something. Thank you.
So, all right, that's this guy. So, if you are going to do anything for, don't make sure you're not doing anything funny. And whatever you are doing, do not be caught. I won't say more than that. And to the management, they should just find a way to make soft landing for students. That would be better. So, thank you very much for listening to this episode. We hope by next time we meet, we will have an improvement on this. Hopefully. So, guys, stay safe.